Anybody who has been on Schönbar Road near Walker Field lately has probably noticed a lot of changes. The empty lot across the street from the field has become a daily scene of activity, trucks, people, the noise of machinery, and before long, the completed Ketchikan Skate Park will officially be open, the culmination of years of planning and bureaucratic wrangling. You might think that getting a project like this together is a logistical nightmare, the architects, the contractors, the materials, but that's not been the case so far. Jason Shoemakers, the designer at Portland-based Liquid Stone Design, which is handling, well, just about everything related to the skate park.
It never leaves a skateboarder's hands. It's the whole time we build, you know, it's we both skate, the whole crew skates, and yeah, it's from design to finish, it's in our hands from beginning to end. It's really nice for us.
Shoemaker and his partner, Lori Linville, who owns Liquid Stone, have run the company for about 12 years. They have designed a handful of skate parks in the Pacific Northwest, taking care of everything from the artistic design to construction. This is their first skate park in Alaska, and they both say there are unique challenges to designing and building a skate park in Ketchikan.
Getting used to bringing materials in early and, you know, certain things not being available. It's a little different here. You know, it's still fun, though. The challenges are entertaining.
They also say that much of the design of the park was contingent on donations from the U.S. Coast Guard. Liquid Stone also benefits from some unique consultants. Shoemaker and Linville's two children, 7- and 10-year-old boys, travel with them to construction sites and as skateboarders provide the couple with invaluable feedback.
You know, our 10-year-old can outskate us now.
So. By far. So, I think it's great for the community, too, because, you know, especially the bowl was the first thing that we built, and a lot of people were just kind of a little intimidated by it. And so to see our kids skate it with no problem, you know, even our 7-year-old drops in the deep end and just kind of goes for it. And so I think it's good for them to see it's not such a scary thing. You know, you start from the bottom, you work your way up, and it's really fun.
The 6,200-square-foot skate park, which the designers say will be finished soon, has been years in the making. The project was spearheaded by Ketchikan Youth Initiatives, which sought both public and private money to build the park. Bob Foltz, president of KYI, says he is happy with what Liquid Stone has created and thinks the park adds an important aesthetic touch to what was an otherwise empty lot.
This Liquid Stone, they have done as well. Their artists will be able to always say and be proud of is a work of art, our little Picasso or whatever you want to call it there. You know, it's pretty special place.
Foltz also hopes the park will provide a safe and athletic outlet for Ketchikan's youth.
Hopefully keep them away from drugs and alcohol and negative influences, keep it a positive outlook. The more you get out and skate and that freedom, I think that anyone is going to be free to open up a side of their brain to expand, I think, and just grow.
The Ketchikan Skate Park will have a grand opening in the coming months. Lori Linville and Jason Shoemaker say they have enjoyed their stay in Ketchikan and are considering spending more time here after the park is completed. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.